And now, time for Finances on Friday, a weekly program designed to inform and educate you regarding your finances. Sponsored by Landmark Capital. Now, let's listen as David Fisher joins host Bart DeSilva for the next 30 minutes for an informative financial forum, Finances on Friday, on KHNR AM 690 and FM 94.3, The Answer.
All right, welcome once again. It is Finances on Friday. Your host, Bart DeSilva, speaking with Landmark Capital's David Fisher. And David has already indicated to me this is going to be an exciting program. So strap yourselves in. We're going to go over a few things like stocks poised for a pullback, or are stocks over or undervalued? Stagflation, once again, is in the news. And silver and gold on a rampage. David Fisher, welcome back to Finances on Friday.
Well, thank you for having me, Bart. It is a TGIF moment. I wish there's many people after hearing what I'm going to say. I'm going to quote some big people in the industry in stocks, and it's going to be shocking. I do have to put the disclaimer out there.
Yes.
I am not anti-stock. I am not anti in any investment. But what you're going to hear today is you're going to want to think twice about investing 100% of your money in any one asset class, because it's pretty interesting what one of the largest firms on Wall Street is saying about the stock market.
Well, the next 30 minutes or so, always some great information. What is going on and how to protect your personal finances? That's why we call it Finances on Friday. So, David, let's jump right in. We've got a question for you. Now, some say the stock market is poised to go up, while others are heeding a warning. What reports have you seen to confirm either?
Let's go directly to probably the most reliable source, Goldman Sachs. I think they're pretty reliable.
Yeah.
The largest, or one of the largest, stock brokerage companies and one of the oldest on Wall Street. You wouldn't think that they would be anti-stock in any way, shape, or form, would you, Bart?
No, I wouldn't.
Neither would I.
Yeah.
But what I just read that came out in Monday morning's news, cited on financial news like CNBC, here's what what Goldman Sachs is saying in their recent report. Fresh off the press, they recite the S&P 500. And the bank, Goldman Sachs, the banking side or the brokerage side, looks at the S&P 500, and they say for the last decade, the annual return has averaged 13% in the S&P 500.
Mm-hmm.
But they say don't expect that to be the next 10 years. They're saying the next 10 years, it's only going to average 3% a year.
Wow.
But they say it gets worse than this. Mm-hmm. When you adjust it for inflation, the real return they're saying is around 1%. They're telling us why. Here's the report. One key factor behind the pessimistic outlook is the high market concentration in just the 10 top stocks, accounting for more than a third of the S&P 500 total market capitalization. So they're saying that's not good. In fact, they say this about that. It's difficult for any company or firm to maintain high levels of sales and growth and profit margin over a long expended period of time. They're saying that the same thing applies to a concentrated index. When 10 stocks represent a third of the S&P 500, they say this makes it unlikely that the S&P 500 will continue to replicate the success it has had in the previous decade.
Mm-hmm.
They go on to say more about this. They say the outlook for U.S. equities is further challenged on top of this by competition from other assets. I wonder what those other assets they're referring to.
Yeah.
How about alternative assets? Well, let's take a look at the numbers. The Dow year-to-date, 14.8%. S&P, 23%, NASDAQ, 23%, gold, 32%, silver, 41.5%.
Wow.
This is while the dollar's up 2%. Gold should be down $200 or down 5%. Silver should be down $3, $4 or 5 or 6%.
Mm-hmm.
It's up beating the indexes. Maybe those are the alternative assets that Goldman Sachs is highlighting. They also say, this report just keeps getting worse. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but they're saying there's a 72% probability that equities, stocks, in other words, will underperform bonds over the next decade. That is not normal. I don't know what the exact number is, but it's greater than 70% of the time stocks outperform bonds. The world is upside down, and they're saying this thing is upside down. They're actually referring to this as kind of the lost decade. They're also saying it's a 33% chance that the S&P 500 will generate returns below inflation rates for the next 10 years, all the way through 2034. Mm. What does that mean? It means less than 2%, which goes in line when it's adjusted for inflation. 1% is the real return that they are saying. So they keep saying that 1% to 2% number, or below 2%. That is the annual rate of return that they are predicting a stock brokerage company, Wall Street, largest one of the largest, oldest one of that. You would think it'd be just the opposite, but that is Goldman Sachs. Why are they saying that? I think a lot of brokerage companies learned in 2009 when 98.6% of brokers and financial planners told people, stay in the market, stay the course, you're going to be fine, only to find out later. Mm-mm. It took 4 to 5 years for people to break even. So we're seeing some sort of a repeat here, it looks like.
All right, David. Question number two, finances on Friday, KGNR AM and FM. Here we go. Looking at the data on a historical level, is the stock market overvalued or undervalued or in between?
So let me remind you of my disclaimer. I'm not beating up stocks today. I'm not anti-stocks. Mm-hmm. It may sound like that, but I'm reporting data. So let's look at a thing that's a lot of people look at. Brokerage companies, portfolio managers look at it. It's called the P/E ratio, price per earnings ratio. In other words, the price of the stock compared to the earnings of the company. It's a strong metric, Bart, that determines if the stock is undervalued, normal value, or overvalued. Historically, when that number is under 10, that's an undervalued stock.
Mm-hmm.
When the index also has numbers to it. When that index is under 10, that's an undervalued index. If the number is around 15, that's about normal value historically. The number is above 20, then that is an overvalued stock or an overvalued index. Let's go back to 2008. Wall Street sent messages to the people, the economy, that they basically moved the goalposts to saying higher PE numbers or ratios are just fine, ignoring a 70-year track record of historical precedents. Kind of like the government saying, you know, we spend $2 trillion more than a month or more a year than we bring in, and that's all okay. It's all fine. We can just keep spending like this. Kind of like banks saying, yeah, you can pull all the money out of the bank, and don't worry, we're not going to crash. There won't be any runs on banks, which there was major ones last year. Mm-hmm. There's actually one that just happened this week. Second bank went under. We won't get into that. Wow. What do they do? Well, what do? They cooked their books. Mm. They lied. They falsified data. Mm. And the Federal Reserve or the FDIC took them over. I'm not surprised what I'm hearing in the news. Anyway, let's get back to the PE ratios. Mm-hmm. So historically, from the 1920s through the 1990s, the 70-year historical precedents I'm referring to was averaging less than 15%. That was a normal value of a stock. Before dot-com crash in 2001, the market, the index was 46. It crashed. Before the Great Recession in 2009, it was 70. Way out of whack. Where are we at? Well, the number 15 and lower seems to be a safe environment or a lower risk environment to investing in stocks or indexes. But currently, the S&P 500 is 30, twice as much as what is considered a normal value. So there's people out there that are saying it's overvalued. How about a guy by the name of Dave Cullum? Mm-hmm. Who is he? Professor at Cornell University. Mm-hmm. He says this week, quote, "The next decade will be gruesome for investors." He said the economy is starting to roll over despite what some people say. He sees the market as overvalued by 150%. Professor from Cornell University saying this. And he says the next big sell-off trigger will trigger a panic selling. He said we saw this before in 2008 when P/E ratios were out of whack. Same thing we're talking about. Mm-hmm. He says the federal government's debt is out of whack. Why can't they keep doing it? Because the dollar at some point is going to collapse. Then we're going to give it all back. We will give it all back in a catastrophic correction, quote, unquote, he says. He also refers to things that we've talked about. So he talks about the debt levels rising, the accelerating de-dollarization trend that threatens the U.S. dollar as a reserve currency. And this story is going to happen much sooner than most people expect. Mm. This is a guy who's a professor saying this, not a gold guy. Mm-hmm. He says, currently, markets are at the top, but there's one major warning sign we've never seen at the top where people have such grumpy moods. As people are concerned, he's saying. Mm-hmm. He's been doing this 40 years, and he sees market returns as being at zero, he says, when you adjust it for inflation. Kind of what Goldman Sachs just said.
You know, David, I know it's getting close to Halloween, but this is even scarier.
That's why I said buckle your seatbelts. Yeah. This is crazy. Yeah. I'm not conjuring up this news.
No, of course not.
From investing.com. This is from Bloomberg News. Yep. This is from CNBC.
Yep.
It's mainstream news saying these things.
Well, you know, we've talked a lot about BRICS and BRICS moving away from the U.S. dollar. So there could they be preparing for the inevitable, what we're talking about today? And by the way, folks, if you want to get a free white paper all about BRICS, just call this number, 844-604-2575, or go to landmarkgold.com. We'll give you the number again, but you got some free information waiting for you. All right, David, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back. Before we return, though, what do you got coming up?
So next week, we're going to talk probably about BRICS because there's an annual conference happening in Russia this week, and I already got at least 10 articles already about BRICS. A lot of new information. We'll probably touch on that. It's probably not going to be good news to the U.S. dollar. Right. And I will say one more thing. There's a guy by the name of Jim Rogers. He's a hedge fund manager. Well, used to be from Quantum Fund. He made a lot of money. He's a billionaire. He just came out on Tuesday this week and said the worst market collapse will happen soon in his lifetime. And here's his quote. The U.S. has not had a problem since 2008, 2009. That's the longest in American history. America and therefore the world is long overdue for a problem. So there's a lot of people saying the same thing that I'm saying. I'm just reporting what they're saying. Don't get all caught up and have all your eggs in one basket. But let's take a break and we'll come back and we'll talk some more.
All right, David, we'll be back with Finances on Friday, protecting your finances. We are KHNR AM and FM.
Gold is in the news. Why? Because the world is going towards gold. And Costco, a major retailer, has now been selling gold since 2023. To citizens in America. They've sold around $200 million a month. Landmark Capital wants to make it even easier for you to buy gold. The same type of gold, a 1 ounce, 24 karat bar that Costco is selling. Landmark Capital is also doing the same, but at a cheaper price than Costco. It's for a limited time only, one per household, no annual fees like Costco, no hidden fees, no gimmicks, no nonsense for immediate delivery. Call me right now at Landmark Capital and take advantage of this.
You heard David. Give Landmark Capital a call right now. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. Or just go to landmarkgold.com.
Have you heard that the government can seize your hard-earned money? We're talking about your 401k, your IRA, your money in the bank. Fox News has a report on it, but Landmark Capital has a white paper on it called The Coming Bail-In. Call Landmark Capital today to receive your free copy. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com. We return to Finances on Friday with Landmark Capital's David Fisher and your host, Bart DeSilva.
All right, we're back once again. Finances on Friday, every Friday at 6:30 on KHNR AM 690 and FM 94.3. I am Bart DeSilva, your host, and along with Dave Fisher, David Fisher from Landmark Capital. David, we're going to continue with another question here. Now, many experts have warned us we're heading into stagflation. You've talked about it before many times. Can you remind us what stagflation is and what does stagflation do to the markets?
Well, stagflation is an economic condition where the economy experiences high inflation or high prices and are coming down, kind of like we're in right now. And also unemployment is going up. So you have high inflation and high unemployment happening at the same time while slow growth is happening. Of course, it makes it hard to have growth, good growth, when you have high unemployment and high inflation. So that term combines the word stagnation and inflation. Therefore, you get stagflation. What happens in stagflation? Well, let's take a look at history. 1970s, 1975 to 1980. They call it the lost decade. Why? Stocks corrected by 50%, took 10 years to recover. What happened from 1975 to 1980? Gold went up over 500%. Silver went up over 1,000%. This got all triggered in 1973 with the oil embargo, Iranian oil embargo. Inflation party happened. They got inflation under control. The Fed celebrated, the government celebrated, said the economy is doing fantastic. Some economists were saying, no, they're not getting inflation under control at all. And they didn't, only to find out a year and a half later, inflation came raging back, unemployment went up, and it caused that lost decade and a big run in gold and silver. The Fed doesn't have inflation under control. The numbers are ticking up. We talked about that last week and the previous week. Unemployment numbers are ticking up. We're headed into stagflation, it looks like. It's a little bit too early to tell, but the indicators are exactly aligning what happened in 1973-74. We'll see if it continues that route, but many people are saying that's where we're going. But the Fed doesn't want to admit that. Here's a recent statement from the Fed in May. Jerome Powell, Fed chairman, says he doesn't see any stagflation risk. Of course, not everybody agrees with him. But he said this in May and said that those that talk about stagflation concerns are, quote, the term he used, misguided. That's a pretty strong word to use.
Yeah.
He says, quote, I don't really understand where that is coming from, end quote, Powell said. Well, let me challenge Powell's thinking a little bit, with all due respect. A year ago, he said there's no inflation when inflation was obvious. I was saying that on national radio. And then they finally shifted 3 or 4 months later that inflation, okay, yeah, we have inflation, but it's not embedded in the economy. It's just a transitory thing. I said they're wrong on that. Inflation was embedded in the economy and is embedded in the economy and still is. Just go to the grocery store, look at the prices.
Yep, yep.
It's embedded in the economy. Then they realize that it's not transitory. You'd eat crow on that too. The Fed was wrong in the 70s about stagflation. So the Fed typically is wrong in the predictions You would think they'd be right. That's what they do as a central bank. But they don't want to admit bad news. The day they admit bad news is bad news really happens even greater effect. So they're always going to lean to nothing's wrong and we have everything under control for the most part. That's the stance that they take. Mm-hmm. I think the Fed has been wrong all these occasions, and they're going to be wrong again about stagflation. Let's take some other people's opinion, though. How about Michael Harnett? He's the chief equity strategist at Bank of America. He is a strategist on Wall Street. And he warned in March that the economy is not has gone from a Goldilocks economy, where everything's wonderful, to now stagflation. This is in March 16th. He's the senior guy. He's the number one guy the last 3 years that predicted the stock market to the T, all the ups and downs. He predicted what's going on in banks and all of those problems. Mm-hmm. And everybody was telling him he's wrong, and yet he was 100% right. He's saying we're going into stagflation. Jamie Dimon, the head of CEO of J.P. Morgan, the largest bank in the United States. So you have now have Bank of America and the largest bank, J.P. Morgan, the head guy there. He said, the worst is yet to come, Dimon says, on September 12th. As if the U.S. economy heads towards stagflation, the chances of stagflation cannot be taken off the table. We're not out of the woods. Let's go back to the Fed. The Fed just came out with a report on October 15th. It's the latest New York Fed survey. As inflation expectations rose and delinquency rates are hitting a four-year high in commercial real estate, the report says stagflation odds jump. This is the Fed saying this now. Sure enough, once again, they have not defeated inflation. The report refers to that. So buckle your seatbelts. The Fed's saying no. Now they're saying, okay, the report says yes. Two of the largest banks in the United States are saying we're not out of the woods on this. We might be having stagflation. And there's a big chance that still might happen. I will keep your listeners informed, but it certainly does not look good.
All right, David, thank you so much. Well, you know, there is, pun intended, a silver lining to all of this, you know. Gold and silver are on a rampage and doing what you said they would do, moving up aggressively. Tell us about that, and are you still doing that gold special and beating Costco's price?
So, yes, we are still beating Costco's price. We'll come back to that in a second. Let's talk about silver. You know, gold's been hitting session highs, all-time highs. Mm-hmm. We're on a major rampage. Why? Because central banks see this problem that we're talking about better than I and you see it. Everybody hearing my voice, imagine you're a central banker. You see the government way massively overspending. You see the debt rising. You see it's out of control. Mm-hmm. Central bankers, that's what they do for a living, day in, day out. They breathe this. They see this. They see more data than you and I do. And they are concerned. They're getting rid of dollars. They're buying massive quantities of gold. But last year, the gold purchases reported to the World Gold Council from central banks buying gold was the most that's ever been bought in the history going back 50 years.
Wow.
The year before was more than the previous year. And the more before the previous year, there's only two times in 50 years where the following year did not exceed the previous year, and that was post-COVID and 2009 in the recession. But here's the kicker. According to the World Gold Council, 67% of central bank gold buying does not get reported publicly. It's like a secret, according to a report coming from Global Trends Report and the World Gold Council is citing. So imagine how much gold would be going up even more so if they reported 100% of the purchases. Mm-hmm. Silver went up 5% last week. Lawrence Leopard, an economist, is saying, get ready for $50 an ounce of silver this year. We're at $34 and change. Of course, this is a recording on Tuesday, probably a lot higher on Friday. Mm. Here's a guy at Bank of America saying $3,000 gold by the end of the year. We're at 27 and change. Of course, it might be $2,800 on Friday. Who knows? And here's another guy saying $4,800. I'm saying $8,000 to $12,000 gold price in 7 to 10 years because gold moves six times. The bottom of gold is $1,700, $1,800. Wow. Six times would put us in an over $10,000. Yes, we're doing a Costco special, beat that price. But you get it delivered FedEx, not UPS, U.S. Postal, where they just drop it off. And you get to answer all your questions. There's no gimmicks. There's no hidden fees, no shipping, no handling, nothing. And we're beating Costco's price. And I'm a member of Costco. And you don't have to pay an annual fee to get this great deal.
Yep.
And you get all your questions answered. We're beating them between $30 and $50. I'll tell you what the Costco price is because we'll log on and we'll look at it. The reviews are saying they sold $100 to $200 million in gold. For a limited time only, take advantage of this. We also have silver specials. We ran out of time. Call my company, get the free literature too on gold and silver. But don't miss out on this massive bull market. You're going to see a lot higher prices in the weeks, months, and years to come.
Here's the number, folks. 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575. Or go to landmarkgold.com. David, once again, thank you for all you do and keeping us informed and letting us know how we can protect our personal finances in this very, very volatile period. Once again, Finances on Friday will return every Friday, 6:30, KHNR AM and FM, The Answer. And we say aloha, David Fisher.
Aloha.
You've been listening to Finances on Friday, a weekly informative financial forum brought to you by Landmark Capital. Join us next Friday at the same time for another 30 minutes of insightful and important information regarding you and your finances right here on KHNR AM 690 and 94.3 The Answer.